I want to welcome everybody here this afternoon, and some of you are here maybe yesterday afternoon, and we had a funny thing happen. They put canceled on the door yesterday on our class, but it wasn't. So we were wondering why nobody was coming in. But glad you're here, and we're talking about children. Mike Hope asked me if we would put together something that would really deal with James 1:27 about helping orphans. And he said, how can you do James and not have some classes dealing with orphans? And so we're going to try to tackle that a little bit and tell you about what we're doing. I told you a lot about my story yesterday, and the main speaker today will be Francis B. from Eldoret, Kenya. Let me tell you how I met Francis, because this is one great story. And I'm Milton Jones, if you don't know me, and I work with the Christian Relief Fund. And some years ago, was it 6 years ago, seven, what was it? How many years ago?
It's about seven.
About 7 years ago, yeah. He sent a letter to me, and let's see, I can't remember where I was. Was I in Amarillo or Seattle?
Seattle.
I was in Seattle, Washington. Yeah. I used to minister up there. Yeah. And he had heard that I was going to be in Kenya. And so he sent this letter. I get this letter from a guy I've never heard of in my whole life. Francis B. And he said, I hear that you're going to come to Kenya, and on July 12th, he said, I'm going to be standing in front of the post office in Eldoret, Kenya. He says, I'm going to be standing there hoping you will come because I hear that you help children. And he said, and I'm hoping that you'll come and help me with my children. I mean, I know nothing about Francis B. I just get this letter. So, sure enough, that July I was over in Kenya, and I was in Kitale, Kenya. And I remember eating breakfast there in Kitale, Kenya with these two guys. And I said, is today the day that guy's going to be standing in front of the post office? And they said, and so we pulled out the letter and looked at it and says, yeah, July 12th. It's July 12th. Says, you think he's really there at the post office? And we said, sure, he's got to be there at the post office. You know, if he wrote the letter, he's going to be standing at the post office. And so I'd never been to Eldoret. I'm in Kitale, and I said, well, how far away is that? And I said, you probably get there in a little over an hour. And I said, let's drive over there and see if he's there. And so we get in our car, we drive over to Eldoret, and we're asking everybody, where's the post office? And so we find the post office, and I get outside the car, you know, and all of a sudden this guy's jumping up and down and screaming, and I've never seen him in my life, running over, hugging me, everything, you know, because he'd heard I always wear orange, okay, so I was the only orange guy that was white, you know, any place close to Eldoret, and so he's hugging me, he says, I knew you'd come, and when I think of Francis B., I think of hope, I really do. I gave you a bracelet here, and on it it says, Tumaini, and Tumaini is the Swahili word for hope. And orange is the color of hope for AIDS orphans in sub-Saharan Africa. And a bunch of them asked me if I'd wear orange for them. And I said, okay. And then they said, every day? And I said, okay. And so I wear orange for these AIDS orphans every day. And Francis has on a little orange there. And you can have some orange to wear also. And you can have some hope. It doesn't just have to be for AIDS orphans. But it's good to have hope in life. Yes. Well, I said, well, where are your kids? He says, well, I'm going to take you to my kids. So Francis takes me. And what would you have thought if somebody said, can you help me with my kids? What would you have thought? Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. Mistake. It was a mistake. So he takes me to the Huruma slum. Huruma in Swahili means mercy, but you don't find a lot of mercy in the Huruma slum. It is bad. We had this Land Cruiser, and it's a pretty good one, and we can't get into the middle of the slum. The potholes, the streets are just closed. We couldn't get there. So we go partially there, and then we get into the middle of it by hiking into it. And we go there, and he's got this big room. Francis takes me in there, and when I walk in the room, I realize what he meant. And he has 150 AIDS orphans sitting there, just waiting. You know, just like he's waiting, hoping I would come. Here these little kids are. They've been waiting for hours and hours and hours, not knowing if I'm coming or not. They're just waiting there, hoping that I would come. And so immediately I knew they had to be a bunch of AIDS orphans. And so he tells me, hey, you going to help me with my kids? And I said, well, Francis, let me tell you how Christian Relief Fund works. First of all, we try to work with responsible people that we know. And I just met you in front of a post office. I don't really know you. And I said, and when we start a work, we want to make sure it's successful and person can really take care of the kids. And so we started small. The biggest we've ever done, I think, is 30. And he said, hey, if you'll help out 30 kids, that would be great. And I said, well, we'll see. And so, oh, Francis here, he says, great, we'll do that. And, you know, you'll see how great a person Francis is here in a second. And so he taught me into it, even though I said, there's no way we're going to work with a brand new person. But he taught me into it anyway. And so I said, okay, we'll sponsor 30 kids. And then he turned to me and he said, oh, Milton, why don't you pick the kids? Can you imagine that? 150 kids here. We're going to take 30, leave 120 AIDS orphans that's been waiting all day behind. That's a tough choice. And I said, Francis, that's when you'll have to do. I don't think I can do it. And he says, I'll do it. And I said, Francis, if you'll do a good job, take care of those kids. He says, I promise we'll sponsor all these kids and more. But you got to do a good job. Got to be responsible. And I don't think I've ever worked with a better Christian leader than Francis B. He was responsible. He takes care of kids. I think he takes care of probably 1,000 AIDS orphans or more now, yeah, which is pretty amazing. And he also helps run Hope International, Hope Water International in Kenya, which we're partners with Christian Relief Fund. We dig about a water well a week. We're hoping to start drilling 2 a week. And he oversees that. And he's, in his spare time, he plants churches. He's planted 80 churches in the last 6 years. That's a lot of churches. And so, anyhow, he's going to tell us a lot. I don't know anybody that could tell us more about helping orphans or doing James 1:27 than Francis. So come talk to us, Francis.
Thank you. First of all, I want to thank God for this opportunity that he has given us. And for sure, when I look back and I see what the Lord has done, since the time I met Dr. Milton Jones at the post office, there are a lot of things that the Lord has done. To date, I can see children that could not be alive today. They were there waiting for him. They have HIV/AIDS, and you know, without food and without care, those children could have died at a year or 2 years. After that day, so I see from the post office to heaven on earth for those children. And I really appreciate and thank God what he did, because we were just like, you know, doing things before the Christian Relief and before I met Dr. Jones at the post office. We were just blindly trying to do things. We could not have enough resources. I was trying to rally up the local churches, which are poor churches. And, you know, as Dr. Milton said, it has been just a journey of faith. But the Lord brought Christian Relief Fund and Dr. Jones for a special reason. I remember when I graduated from Nairobi Great Commission School, and my father sold the cows, a few cows that he had, so he can take me to secondary school. Secondary school is expensive in Kenya. And I was the only child that had to go to secondary school in the whole of our clan. And my father, when I graduated from the high school, he thought that I'm going to be a policeman. He thought that I'm going to be a teacher or somebody so that I can earn a living and help them, because they were poor and they did not know about Jesus. But when I told him I'm going to Bible school, and he knew back that the church I used to attend had about 10 people, and there were poor members of the church, and he asked me, though he was not going to church, but he asked me, do you think those people in that church are going to pay you? But I did not see that they are going to pay me. You know, I had a call in my heart. I went to Bible school, and when I came back, I saw a child in my community, and this child was a total orphan. And this child lived with an uncle. And the wife of the uncle, in the every morning, could wake up and beat that child. And you know, when it is cold, they stay near the fire. They could pick the fire and burn the legs. Mm. And the child in the morning, they could put outside. And I was so disturbed. I did not have peace. And I thought I'm going to be like a politician, like make noise and say, why are you doing this? But the Lord was leading me on a different path. I tried to talk to the churches, and we tried. But finally, the Lord in heaven brought Dr. Milton Jones and Christian Relief, and that child and other children are very happy today. They are happy, and I see a lot of hope to my family that thought that I was going to beg in church. Today, they are saved. My mother is a church, is a strong member of the church. She was brewing alcohol, but now she is a strong member of the church. My brothers and sisters, they know the Lord and they serve the Lord. And I see a lot of miracles through Christian Relief and through the work of sponsorship of these children. We can see what the Lord has done, and we are witnessing a type of metamorphosis from these children, like being caterpillar to a butterfly. And where we see lives moving from a state of desperately destitute to a point where they are delightful in their destiny. Lives are liberated and emancipated from the entanglement and entrapment that erode the value of self-worth and robs a child a sense of dignity. By God's grace, God has made a difference through individuals' hearts and compassion and contribution from the 37 children that were once sponsored when Dr. Milton Jones visited us in Eldoret, to the point where we have about 1,000 children that is under our care. And we are grateful about what God has done. Currently, we have 10 different centers in different locations. And we have the slums, two slums. Slums, you know, they are, you know, people, when people in that town or in the village, when they lose jobs, they tend to go to the poorest place because it is cheap to live in those places. So in that place, housing and everything is poor. And we have the current slum, which we have one of the biggest school. It's called Milton Jones Education Center. And we have Uruma Slum, which is one of our center, which has a lot of people, poor people. We have Naiberi, which is a village outside the city. There is a Chepkoilel, which is one of the tribal city where there was a lot of fighting and killing. In 2007, there was election violence, and people were killed, and there are a lot of children, I mean orphan children, in that place. And we have Medkei, which is one of the poverty and trade area. We have Barwese, which is one of the driest places, where we have drill wells, and we have rescued children that have been in a dire need. We have Kaimosi, which is one of the populated areas, which is a very poor place. And Susie Peacock High School is one school, high school, that currently is doing very good in terms of education and helping these children. It is the best school in Eldoret district. And it is, we have another one that is called Turkana, which is situated in a desert. It is a desert that is situated in the northern part of Kenya, where the people are mostly nomadic lifestyle. And we have three primary schools: Milton Jones Education Center, Living Hope, and Chebara Primary School, and one high school, which is Susie Peacock High School. These are schools of excellence. The children could not be allowed to go to public school because of AIDS. You know, many times when a child is known that he or she has AIDS, nobody would like to associate with that child. And the children would rather, maybe some children would rather stay at home or something. So they were victimized, they were not having peace. But through our schools, they are able to be encouraged and loved and cared and given nutrition and food that will be able to strengthen their bodies. That is why they are alive today. Though some of them have died, I've experienced a lot of them that died because, I don't know, but we did our best. We took them to hospital. They were given the medicine that boosts the immune, and we gave them nutrition, but they still had to die, some of them. But a lot of them are still alive today because of the help. And with over 70 churches that we have planted through the inspiring ministry of Christian Relief Fund, soul has been saved, life has been empowered, and communities has been transformed. So far, we have about over 80 wells in churches that we have drilled, wells that we have drilled in this where the churches are, and in places that are dry. Through the evangelism network, we have been able to start a school of ministry that is called Victory Christian Training Institute. And this ministry is to train the evangelists so they can be able to help in the work of preaching and planting churches. Once we sponsor a child, they are able to come to church. If the church is not within their vicinity, then we plant a church in that place. The neighbors and the community and the relatives will come, and they will receive Jesus, and there comes a church. And that is why we see, churches coming just like a wildfire. Every Sunday, people would like to go and, preach and have a church. We are overwhelmed there, and we see a breakthrough. It's not normal. In different places of Kenya, it is hard to start a church because of resistance and because of religion and other things. But with this one, we are seeing a lot of avenues in preaching the gospel. And that is why we are training these young evangelists so they can further the Great Commission. In this college, we are also up to training the older orphans first in Bible and mission, the orphans that graduate and that finish high school or primary school. We take them to Victory Christian Training Institute so they can get the basic knowledge of the Bible when they go to their place of work. They have the Word of God and they can preach the gospel. For example, one boy who came and he has been faithful in church, and we sent the application to be sponsored by CRF. All other children were sponsored except him. And after some years, Dr. Milton came and he met this guy. This guy is called Milton. And for sure he was Milton. And I told him, this is another Milton, and he has been waiting for sponsorship and he's already nearly becoming tired, And he got to sponsor him, and then he went to school. He finished mechanic, and he's working with the vehicles right now. And we are taking him to this Bible school so he can get to preach the gospel. He can be inspired and trained to preach the gospel while he repairs vehicles. He's able to preach to people who are bringing vehicles to be repaired. Mm-hmm. So the Lord is doing amazing things there. That is one example of a success story. Though he was waiting, he waited for a long time, but finally I see the wonders of God. He was waiting for Milton because nobody else took that child. And all other children were sponsored. But the Lord did amazing things. And with about 3.6 million orphans in Kenya, that's the population of orphans in Kenya. With this situation, the things that worsen this situation are diseases, which is mostly the leading one is HIV, which is, I think it's about 50% of the causes of orphans in Kenya. Poverty, anger, and starvation is another cause. Especially in Turkana, you find, you know, children in the evening, they don't say, this is my home. They go, you know, they have simple structures, you know, and in the evening, they can end up going to any house, and they sleep there, and, you know, it is because of poverty, because of hunger and starvation. And I think that is about 25% of the orphans that we serve. About 5% are orphans that came through war, because especially 2007, in our place, there are a lot of people who are killed because of violence and tribal violence. Other calamities, which is about 20%. Once a kid is sponsored, lives are transformed in this way. We provide them clothing. The first thing is clothing, and we make sure that they get food, and they must go to school. We must take them to school to get education. And that is why we have the primary school, we have the secondary school, and maybe soon we'll be having a university. Our primary schools, in the primary school, we provide us psychological help, because there are a lot of children that are traumatized by things at home, or people beat them. And so we provide them psychological help and counseling. And we give them a spiritual direction, make them know Jesus and disciple them and baptize them. And that is what is going on in this. We have also provide them with medical care, that is health. And as a result, we have got the breakthrough of the gospel to the communities in our place and even to other part of the nation. It has brought hope to the children and families. These children and the families had no hope before sponsored, but now they have a lot of hope, and even to their families and relatives. About 30 kids are in university right now, from the post office to 30 kids in the university, and we have some in the colleges, and about 50 have finished, have graduated. They are in different places of work. I met some of them in the hotels. They are working managers. You know, some are even working teachers, teaching in our high schools. We have three who are teachers in our high school. They have finished university, and some are still in university internship. They come here and teach, and they are very... They love Jesus, you know, they are a very good example. They give themselves, because they could have not gotten that opportunity in any way. Then now they are coming to give the services to other children in school. And we have a lot of them in different industries of our economy. Kids that were sick and malnourished are having a second lease of life. There was a lot of them who are sick, like Ronnie and they were called Ronnie and Rooney. Rooney and Ronnie. You know, they were born twins. And the mother just disappeared, and they think that she's dead, because when she gave birth, she just disappeared that day. And maybe she was killed or something happened. So they remain completely orphans. And they remain with their old grandmother. The grandmother kept these children in a dark room, very dark room and cold, and goes every morning goes to find some food or beg some food, because she's old and she's unable even to walk. And then she comes in the evening, she tried to give them food until these children, I think they communicated themselves every day, because nobody else to communicate, and they made their own language. I think it could be one of the newest languages in Kenya. Among the 42 tribes, they could be the newest tribe. And then, but when CRF sponsored them, we were able to take them to school, and then they were, you know, when they could see somebody, they could just run, having a different direction, because they had never seen people. They were locked in a dark room. So we tried to helped them, and we brought them to school. One was sick. One had pneumonia because of cold. We took them to the doctor, and they were treated for after some time. They are well. They are doing very well. They are in class. They are social with people. They have known about Jesus. And the Lord really has done amazing things. These were malnourished children. They did not have any way to live, but they had a new lease of life. We have a reduced crime, like children that were in the street. You know, they are beating people. But a lot of them, that especially in the slums, they could be thugs and they could be murderers. But because of Christian Relief and sponsorship, they are able now to be brought to school. I know a lot of them that were begging, a lot of them that were selling metal, scrap metal, so that they can provide food to the rest of the siblings. But right now they are in school. Some have graduated from our primary school. They are in our high school, and they are doing very well. So with that, we have like a child that is called Boniface Ngaroya and Ram Njoki. These children, I fed them from the street. They were very poor. They were sleeping in the street, but in the day, they were going to fetch some metals and so that they can sell to scrap metals dealers, so they can buy some food and take them to their siblings. But today, one is in high school, Susie Peacock High School, doing very well. She's in CU, doing very well in the Christian life. And there is a boy that is called Ezra Kimutai and another girl called Phoebe Miriam. These children, they were nowhere. They are completely the orphans. But when CRF sponsored them, their life changed. They love Christ. And when they grew, they finished the high school, they became evangelists. Right now, they are preachers. They are ministers. They are studying right now. They are graduating for the second year, for the third year at Victory Christian Training Institute. And they are preaching the gospel. They were nowhere. Now they are giving hope to other people. Lucy Wairimu and this one, another one called Kipkesio, I met them in one of the hotels, and one is a manager of a hotel, of a big hotel in Eldoret, and another one is working in the hotel. We have some high school teachers, and we have some policemen, but they were nowhere completely. There is a child that is called Kelvin Odwor. This child was living with an old grandmother. The parents died, and she did not have any time to go to school. They were very poor. And at about 14 years or something, 12 years, we took her to the primary school, the lower primary school. He was studying with little children. He was old. But he did very well. He was confident. He wanted to study. And he graduated, and he did very well in primary school. Right now he's in high school. He's in Susie Peacock High School. He's one of the leading students in Susie Peacock High School, and he's going to the university. That boy is going to bring a change to Kenya in the near future. But if it could not be somebody with Christian Relief Fund, he could have not gotten that opportunity to go to school. And we have a lot of children a lot of them that are still suffering. So we are working with about 1,000 children. But about 700 are sponsored by CRF. The rest, we have to work with them. If we don't work with them, they will either get lost, or they will die, or something like that. But we must work with them. For example, there are children, recently, six children. That family was struck by lightning. And the family, the people in that home died, and they remain with six children. And these children, you know, they believe in Kenya that like lightning is like a sin, is like a curse or something. And everywhere they wanted to go, nobody could accommodate them, because the house was destroyed completely and nobody could accommodate them. If they go to this relative, they could say, no, 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 we don't want the lightning to visit us again. Just go. Have your way and go. So, but we had to bring them. We had to bring them in and become part of our CRF children, so that we can encourage them, and we have them though they are not sponsored, but we have them. And other many that just come from, they decide to take a walk and just go because things are bad. They just come and they say, please, we tell them we don't have opportunity here unless you are sponsored. Then they will go to sleep in the street. Tomorrow they will come back again until we have to work with them. We have to encourage them because we feel that they need our help. Children traveling several kilometers, and God has really done amazing things in Turkana. We have a lot of children that, you know, they are malnourished in different places. But when CRF sponsors them, you can see life, you can see they are happy, you can see they are concentrating in school. During the day before CRF sponsored the children, especially in a school in Nadapal, you could see children just sleeping because they have not have anything to eat. They just sleep, the sun. But today if you go there, you see they are alive, they are active, they are listening to classes, and they are participating. In Barwese, you know, this is a place when CRF drilled wells in this place, saved a lot of children and helped children go to school because the orphan children live with old grandparents, and the grandparents tell them to go and search for water for about 15 kilometers. And when they go there, because, and this water is on a river that is, you know, some water is very dirty, green. I've seen a lot of green water and blue water in those places. And when they send these children from different places, they meet here because they come from different locations. And because they are making a lot of queue, some of them will reach in the evening. And I understood that some of them could sleep there so that they can wake up in the morning and fetch water. And these children hardly go to school. They were not going to school. But when CRF drilled wells in these places, the children could have clean water, and they had time to go to school. Now we have children going to school, they have food, and they have water, clean water, and you could hear a lot of places, of these places, people are very sick. People are very sick. They are very sick with typhoid, especially in one of the communities that I know. Like everybody had a typhoid. I also had a typhoid. I had a typhoid that gave me a lot of problem for about 2 years. I don't know if I drank water from this place, but when CRF drilled a well in this place, you could not hear of a typhoid again. And you could not see children being taken to hospital every day. Now the change that CRF has brought is eternal. I believe that this is the works of God, and I thank God for Dr. Milton and all the sponsors and CRF. And I also pray that someday in heaven, because the Bible tells us that in heaven there are many mansions, and I also pray that God will place him near. My mansion will be near where Dr. Milton Jones' mansion will be. So I will be saying, hi, how are you, every day. Because I know lives has been transformed. Children could have not gotten a new lease of life if it was not you and the sponsors that sponsors the children. So with that, I surely appreciate, and I know that the Lord is going to bless you. Maybe you have a question for me. I will appreciate.
Francis brought a bunch of kids over here to, if anybody does want to sponsor, I know most of y'all probably already do, but if somebody wants to sponsor a kid, he brought a bunch from Eldoret that he was talking about that weren't, they're about $1 a day, $3.5 a month to totally take care of all their needs. Yeah, you got a question?
Your schools, does the CRF fund the operating cost of the schools as well, or how does that work?
Well, it works with that $35. When it is put together in the school, it runs the school with food, with paying teachers. The priority first is food, giving them balanced diet. Then the remaining is for the paying teachers, and CRF sometimes some people donate books, so it covers the book. Like we in our high school, we have gadgets. We have gadgets that has all the books inside. So we don't buy textbooks. We only buy writing.
The tablet.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's an e-reader, kind of like
e-reader.
An iPad. It's got all their textbooks loaded on it.
Oh. Yeah, so we, at least, but the operating cost is food, clothing. We give them clothing, uniform, and pay the teachers. With this $35, it does the work that that is running at the school.
So is the orphanage and the school in the same location, same complex?
We, most of ours aren't orphanages. We try to get the kids to stay with extended family or church members. It's a lot cheaper, and they kind of got a family to grow up in, even if they don't. We have a few orphanages, but it's kind of the last result, you know, where you just don't have another alternative. So most of them stay at homes. And we try to send stuff back. You know, a lot of them, you know, we'll send groceries back for the family that's taking care of them and things like that to help the other family.
What year was it that you guys met at the post office?
Was it 7 years ago?
Yeah, it was 2007. Yeah.
And when did you graduate from Nairobi Great Commission School?
I graduated at 2004. Yeah.
Do you have a family, Sam?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I have 3 boys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 9, 8, and 4. Sorry. Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Christian Relief Fund?
Well, Christian Relief Fund, we're a relief agency, and we're rooted in Churches of Christ, and we help in disasters like in Nepal. We're doing a lot of stuff there right now. But the bread and butter ministry that we have is children, and we're in about 30 countries, and where we have these child sponsorships is how we mainly work, where it's an individual where you have an actual child that you're taking care of, and nobody else is taking it. It's your kid, and they write you and all that kind of stuff. And then we, in recent years, started drilling water wells, and especially we started our own company over there in Kenya where we have our own rig, and then we try to plant churches where we go. We want to make sure these kids really know Jesus, and that we're not only taking care of them, but they're growing up loving the Lord, and therefore we plant churches, and we teach them, like his kids, 6 to 7 days a week, they get taught the Bible, and so we're trying to do that. And we you know, we do other things, like we're tomorrow we're talking about bring goats. We do a lot of things like that. We're working with Healing Hands. Ebenezer there is helping us bring farms. We started this Hope International. We're really good at drilling wells and bad at farms, so Ebenezer's showing up and helping train people how to be good farmers. And so we kind of have a holistic approach to helping. Does that answer your question?
Thank you. Do you have groups that come for the summer for a couple of weeks to Elder Red?
We do. He's got a group going this summer. You're welcome to join them. And we have mission trips. Bobby Moore here, who's our vice president here, he coordinates most of our mission trips, and he'll take groups to. He especially has taken over the years a lot to Honduras, but we do them to. I'm going on one to take a group to Haiti in about a week, and we go to Kenya in the summers, and we have some that we're already doing, but we're happy to organize them for a particular group. Like this one in Haiti is for a bunch of Ole Miss students that we're all taking to Haiti.
And like that group, for example, give me an overview of what they will do while they're there.
At Ole Miss? Okay. Ole Miss, they just kind of own these this group in Haiti. We've been taking them every year. And some are Christians. And then we, at Ole Miss, I go and speak in fraternities and sororities there every year. And they have given money for water wells around the world. And but they love this one place in Haiti. And they'll go there and they'll do a vacation Bible school. We drill some water wells there. We have taught them how to do water purification systems. And so a lot of times they'll have water there in places, but it's just not pure. And so we'll install some of those. We do all kinds of things. Like our group there, our school has a big marching band. And so a bunch of guys from the band at Ole Miss are going to be going and teaching them how to be a marching band and play. And just we organize they like to get kids sponsored, so they'll take a lot of pictures and make these promos like this so they can come back to the States and get other kids sponsors that weren't getting to go to school. And so they'll do all kinds of things like that.
So is it a sand biofilter, or what is your water filter?
The one they put in there, it's a chlorination system, and it's a little bit pricey compared to, you know, those small ones, but it'll do a lot of water, and they cost about $1,500. And so we got water, but the water was just green. It was just so bad, like at the school, for instance, the one that we put on, and put that on, and it's great. I'll even drink it.
When we go to Honduras, they basically we design it to the group specific. But what they'll do is one day they'll go in and pour a concrete floor for a family so they can experience how Hondurans live normally. Then they'll do some work around the daycare with the kids, interacting with them, just doing like BDS for them. And then they are in the community as well, just working with the community. And then what we try to do is basically anybody that goes on a trip with us, I say, what is your gift in this? What is your skill set? And then we use those skill sets to be a blessing to the people.
Well, I guess we're supposed to end pretty soon, but if you want to get a look at any of these kids, these are Francis's kids. Thank you so much, Francis, for sharing your life. And well, I just...